You need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It is a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblower and see your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro.
Winter is just days away, and this could be one for the record books. Shred through one blizzard after another with a powerful new Toro Power Max two-stage snowblower. It's compact, easy to use, and it's a beast on snow. And right now, get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max. We'll make sure to get you through that first snowstorm with confidence. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro snowblower, America's number one brand in snow. Toro. Count on it.
Possible. At GEHA, it's more than a word. It's a choice. One you can make every day. Whether it's another lap around the block, a spontaneous Tuesday morning dance party, or even bringing groceries to a neighbor in need. With a wide variety of benefit plans for federal employees and their families to choose from, GEHA is by your side every step of the way. What will you choose? GEHA.
Dress up your Halloween celebration this year with frightfully festive fruit bouquets and platters to ghoulish goodie bundles. From edible arrangements, our treats are spooky, yet sweet additions to this Halloween season. Choose from a variety of fresh baked cookies, gourmet popcorn, strawberries dipped in gourmet semi-sweet chocolate, and pineapple decorated to look just like zombie eyes, mummies, bats, cats, and ghosts. Our spooky sweet treats start at just $9.99. Order today for curbside pickup or delivery at your local edible store or at edible.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K.
Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard and make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. You earned it. You deserve it. Shop online at elmhurstbmw.com.
Snap another handoff to Woods. This time he gives up the ball inside the 10. Picked up on the hop, taken into the end zone by Eddie Jackson. And guess what? Another penalty marker. Are they going to wipe out another Eddie Jackson touchdown?
Holding, offense number 82.
This one will count as six.
Result of the play. Touchdown, Chicago.
Quick six, Jackson finally heard from again.
Eddie. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. And that's what I was going to get to. I had a couple points to make about Eddie Jackson's celebration. Listen, Eddie had two touchdowns taken away earlier in the year, right? In different games. Right. Eddie got that one. So go ahead and celebrate. You finally got it. It must have dropped his heart to see a flag. That's not what you want to see when you just score again after two are negated by penalty. So congratulations to Eddie. And then the other thing, David, that guy left the game with what looked like a knee injury, a non-contact knee injury, and he was back in the game to make that play. So you get an injury scare like that, and I was scared for him. I was scared for the Bears. I think Mac went down at one point too, and looked like he was hurt. It was an ankle, I think, but he didn't leave. That is important to keep that defense up and going. I got no problem celebrating when you get a defensive touchdown.
Yeah, me either. They were due. I mean, look, they've been on the field so long. The Rams won the field time of possession battle, 32-27.5, I think. Mm-hmm. Robert Quinn forces the fumble. Eddie Jackson scoops it up on the spot. So it didn't bother me. And I also think that at that point in time, you're still looking for anything in terms of a spark. You're still keeping hope alive as much as you possibly can. There's still 7.5 minutes left in the game. You're down 2 scores. Not impossible. With your offense, it is, but not impossible in the rest to the rest of the NFL. So I get that. You know, when Eddie Jackson went down with that non-contact injury, Mully, you did fear the worst because it was like he knew his own body and he knew that it felt kind of funny and he had to get off the field. And that was scary. So that was kind of a disaster averted.
I got to tell you, I loved every time the Rams made a play, how they all ran over to the TV screen to see themselves celebrating. It reminded me of like being in the studio with you, David, and how we'd have a particularly good segment. We'd run over and try to celebrate for the boys. Or
high five.
If I'm ever Christmas shopping and I catch a glimpse of myself, I immediately go into celebration mode.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, definitely. No. Yeah, no. Maybe not.
Yeah. All right. Let's get back to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Shammy is on with Mully and Haw. Morning, Shammy.
What's up, Shammy?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
I wanted to suggest that the Bears hire an outside consultant, somebody with a big offensive mind that knows defenses, can adjust personnel. Somebody like a Ron Turner's philosophy, I think it would do a world of good for him to come in and do some consultation with Nagy, even be on a headset upstairs. I think that would make a difference.
Yeah, Shammy, I think it'd be great to bring in Ron Turner to talk to Brian Greasy about what he revealed from the quarterback.
In 2007.
That was the magical comeback. No, make him come back in and apologize.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. I thought he was going to suggest Ernie Accorsi again. We tried that before, didn't we?
Look, how many coaches and how many brains do you need here offensively? You've got Rags, you've got Laser, you've got Flip, you've got Nagy, you've got Tyler Bray on the staff as an assistant coach. How many do you need?
Hand over play calling to Bray.
Jeez.
Let's keep moving. Kelly's in Cedar Lake. Morning, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Good morning, guys. Just quick question. Noticed last night the game, if they're seriously going to go after somebody like Quentin Spain to take the place for Rashad.
He's Howard, signing today. Quentin Spain's going to sign today with Cincinnati. They've got some injuries, and they're bringing him in, and apparently they've already reached a contract. You're talking about the Bills guard that was cut earlier. Yeah, he's expected to sign today with Cincy. It's a great idea, but unfortunately.
Good idea. Yeah, he was on the street. The Bills cut him loose, and you're right, Mully. He's supposed to sign with the Bengals. You wonder about the future of Larry Warford, who opted out the ex-Saints guard. He seems to be waiting for free agency in 2021. He is out there. Would he be an upgrade? I don't know. I think you've got to change something about that mix. I think your tackles are a liability. You're certainly not getting what you want at left guard, so you've got to adjust and adapt and make some changes.
Tom's in West Chicago. Morning, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
How you guys doing? Morning.
Good, buddy.
How you guys doing?
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Hey, at what point are we going to hold Nagy as the same accountability as we did Mitch? You know, you see that we saw a big enough sample size with Mitch to know what he is. You know, at what point do we see a big enough sample size with Nagy to see what he is? You know, this offense has been in the bottom half of the league statistically more often than not. I think he needs to give up the play calling and definitely let the game slow down for him a little bit. You know, his time management's been an issue. His timeouts have been an issue. You know, I think he needs to get his head in the game a little bit. He keeps rolling guys out like Harris, Patterson. Remember the Taquan Mizell project back in the day? You know, who's analyzing these players here and deciding that they're going to go out and make plays, you know? Like, at what point are we going to hold him accountable?
Well, thanks for the phone call. Look, Mitch got 44 games. You knew what you had, and he was replaced. In fairness to Matt Nagy, it was not his finest hour. It was actually the worst defeat, I think, that he has suffered as a head coach of the Bears. But he's had Now, 39 regular season games, Mully, he's 25-14. So actually, when you take a step back and you look at the body of the work, it benefits Matt Nagy because he can point to the fact that he has the record, which is pretty good. In a vacuum, if you just look at last night, boy, you think that he needs a lot of help because it was not a good night for Matt Nagy. But I think overall, you take a deep breath and think overall he's been a pretty good football coach, head coach, who has struggled with play calling.
Yeah, David, I think it's a great point. You know, they're 5-2. They were 5-1. And I think that, you know, we had been hoping to come in this morning and talk about them as the best team in the NFC. And obviously that's not the case. But you just don't want to overreact to a game, right? It was hugely disappointing. His reaction after the game was hugely disappointing. I don't know that the offense hasn't been broken all year, so I can't sit here and tell you that everything is copacetic, but I think we got to tap the brakes slightly, right? I get the disappointment.
I agree. Hey, look, let it all out. Vent all you want. Complain about any aspect of last night, even if it's just about that stupid punter that wouldn't stop celebrating. Complain all you want, but the head coaching situation, it's not going to change. The Bears like who they have. He has to make a decision, which is, I think, where can he be more impactful? I think doing both jobs is minimizing how much impact he has at either one. And I think being an offensive coordinator, play caller, might be affecting how good of a head coach he can be on game day and vice versa. So, but I don't think Matt Nagy has done something to merit calling for his job at this point in time. That's frustration talking, I think, more than anything.
And if it all falls apart and if this season, you know, ends up in this huge disappointment, and that's kind of I think that's what the caller is driving at, they're not firing Matt Nagy. He's got 2 years left on his deal. There's no way the Bears are going to eat 2 years of any coach's salary, right? It's not the way they operate.
Not likely to happen. Look, we're seven games in. Let's have that conversation if and when it comes to that. If and when they miss the playoffs and it's because of some head coaching decisions. But I think if they reach that organizational crossroads, I think Matt Nagy probably has more job security than his boss. And at that point in time, if things fall apart, Ryan Pace is the guy I think that most people will be targeting more than the head coach.
Quad City Lorenzo is on with Mully and Haw. Hey, Lorenzo.
Hey, Lorenzo.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
I just want to talk about how I think the quarterback really threw Nagy under the bus, talking about that Nagy would call plays and he knew they wouldn't work. I saw a couple guys talk about it on Twitter after the commentator said it. And also, our defense is good, don't get me wrong, and we're on top in the league, but we got pushed around yesterday a lot. The running back, I can't think of his name, number 34, he basically drug our whole defense into the end zone. Several possessions after that, we couldn't tackle the guy. We look unprepared most of the time, basically on offense. We don't have any consistency. We don't have any, you know, rhythm. Nagy definitely needs to give a play calling for sure. It's obvious. And if he can't evaluate himself like that, I think somebody at the top, or damn sure, like a player like Nick Foles called him out saying he's calling plays that just won't work.
Thanks for the phone call.
You know, we kind of talked about that a little bit. I think that whatever Nick Foles said to Brian Griese, either it was in confidence, it was just two guys exchanging ideas. I thought he did a good job of sort of it's not in the character of Nick Foles. It's just not – he's not that guy. I read his – autobiography. I can't imagine.
He's not that guy.
No, he's not that guy.
You're exactly right. Yeah. And by the way, how about when the Rams moved the pile 5 yards down close to the end zone? That's a bad look. That was like a microcosm of everything that happened, the way the Rams dominated both lines of scrimmage. Oh. When you can move the pile like that, oh, my goodness sakes.
And then Akeem, just for good measure, belly flops on top of someone to get a penalty. So they get another half the
gravity.
Distance.
That's just gravity.
Okay, all right. Yeah. How about this? Interesting tweet exchange here. Kyle Long after the game says, reaction to the game in three words. And Tariq Cohen, of all people, jumps in. Here's his three words. Need run game.
Wow. Thank you, Tariq.
Yeah.
Are you available for guest shots and analysis?
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Put that man in a booth.
That's like, you know, it's three words. It's pretty good.
He's not wrong.
Brevity of expression.
Sorry.
Mind the gap. We'll bring in Dan Burstein next. Wally and Haw on the Score.
This is a special Bears Monday on Tuesday. The Score guys react to the Bears' Monday night loss to the Rams. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. It's a special Bears Monday on Tuesday. All day today. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Brought to you by Elmhurst BMW and Loyola Medicine.
Want to bet? The new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Hollywood Casino Joliet are your front row ticket to all the action on all the games. With up-to-the-minute real-time odds and the best bets around. And with our state-of-the-art betting kiosks, placing a bet has never been easier. So grab your crew and hurry into the new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Joliet. The best places to place your bets in the Chicagoland area. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is what 65,000 square feet sounds like. Pretty big, huh? And right now, pretty empty. But display over 50 different furniture manufacturers, electronics, appliances, flooring, and one of the largest selections of area rugs you'll find. And now you can see what 5-star furniture is really like. And if you're looking for Tempur-Pedic, the newly expanded 5-star is the place. It's the area's most unique furniture gallery. 5-star Furniture, the unique new way to buy furniture in Oak Lawn, Chicago, Arlington Heights, and Bridgeview.
That segment brought to you by Burlington Stores. If you've been to Burlington, they have incredible deals and amazing styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices and no coupons needed. It's your one-stop shop for fall. Go to Burlington.com to find your store. Burlington, love the deal.
At Great Clips, we want you to feel good about getting a great haircut. That's why we created the Great Care Promise, our commitment to keeping everyone as safe as possible in the salon. From contactless online check-in and social distancing to rigorous sanitization and mask requirements at all Great Clips locations, we're doing more to keep our salons clean and comfortable. Check in online and get a Ready Next text when you're next. Great Clips. It's gonna be great. All salons are independently owned and operated. Contact your local salon for specific safety measures.
I'm Dr. Nushik Salvador, Medical Director of Palliative Care at Edward Elmhurst Health. I was introduced to palliative care medicine as a specialty after my parents were diagnosed with chronic illness. I was inspired by the ways their care honored and respected their culture and belief system, and I wanted to do that for others. I treat patients holistically using state-of-the-art medical care and powerful integrative therapies like acupuncture, nutrition, and meditation when appropriate. Everywhere else, it's healthcare. Here at Edward Elmhurst Health, it's personal.
Winter is just days away, and this could be one for the record books. Shred through one blizzard after another with a powerful new Toro Power Max 2-stage snowblower. It's compact, easy to use, and it's a beast on snow. And right now, get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max. We'll make sure to get you through that first snowstorm with confidence. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro snowblower, America's number one brand in snow. Toro, count on it.
Dress up your Halloween celebration this year with frightfully festive fruit bouquets and platters to ghoulish goodie bundles. From edible arrangements, our treats are spooky yet sweet additions to this Halloween season. Choose from a variety of fresh baked cookies, gourmet popcorn, strawberries dipped in gourmet semi-sweet chocolate, and pineapple decorated to look just like zombie eyes, mummies, bats, cats, and ghosts. Our spooky sweet treats start at just $9.99. Order today for curbside pickup or delivery at your local edible store or at edible.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Open enrollment is here, so it's time for a fresh start. Through GetCoveredIllinois.gov, you'll find all the health coverage information you need about preventative care, prescription drugs, hospitalization, maternity and newborn care, and so much more. When it comes to your family's health, don't assume all plans are equal. Make the right choice when you trust the .gov. Get the facts about health insurance at GetCoveredIllinois.gov. That's GetCoveredIllinois.gov. Your health coverage starts here.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard to make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Chicago Sports Morning Show with Mully and Hall will be back.